Let's begin with Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin, founder of Cowboys for Trump, and his arrest in Washington, D.C. on Sunday.
So Mr. Griffin, who was just named vice chairman of the Otero County Commission in its first meeting of the year, was arrested. Now, he's being charged with knowingly entering or remaining in an unrestricted building or grounds without lawful authority. That charge was made in the United States District Court. We know back home that as a result of that arrest, there are several groups calling for Mr. Griffin to resign from the Otero County Commission. That includes the New Mexico Attorney General, who cited state law, but also, moral and ethical concerns regarding his complaint.
One of those reasons he listed in that letter was, you know, his lack of service to the people of Otero County. I may not be wording that exactly correctly, but Coy has been on the road a lot in support of President Donald Trump. How are the constituents taking this?
Well, it all depends on where you lie with what you think Otero County Commissioner Griffin has achieved. Now, if you ask Mr. Griffin, he would say that his trips are in service of the community. He cites things like meeting with President Trump to talk about environmental concerns, namely the national forests in the region. But others, including Democrats in Otero County, say that that means that he's just spending less time on the issues of more import here at home.
And let me ask, he proudly announced that he would be headed back to Washington, D.C. in the commission meeting on Thursday, and I think even listed what guns he would be taking along with him. Do we know if there will be any weapons charges?
We don't know that at the moment, but what we do know is that in the District of Columbia, it's unlawful to carry weapons. Now, he had been there, he had announced that he would be traveling to D.C. to attend the inauguration and that he would exercise his Second Amendment rights, his right to carry weapons, to possess weapons, while there. So what we do know is that he was arrested by Capitol Police and the FBI in Washington, D.C.
And now I guess he can exercise his right to an attorney. Does he have legal representation that you're aware of?
Mr. Griffin has been quiet on the front of announcing what he will both plead and whether or not he is selected an attorney.
All right. Well, meanwhile, there is a pandemic going on. What's the latest from Otero County, Jessica?
Unfortunately, over the weekend, we learned of two additional COVID-19-related deaths within Otero County. Those were reported by the Department of Health on Thursday. One of the persons who died was a gentleman in his 70s, and the other was in his 80s. Now, what we know about this pandemic is that it disproportionately affects those in the elderly category. As of March last year, there have been over 2,500 positive cases reported in the county. And we know that Otero County is still considered a quote-unquote red county by the state of New Mexico, meaning that the number of positive cases just continues to go up.
And the legislative session gets underway in Santa Fe. What are some of the local legislators' priorities as they move into this 60-day session?
Correct. So what we know is that they will be considering a proposal for a $7.3 billion budget from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. What that means is that they will have to decide whether or not they want to take some of her priorities into consideration. That includes funding of education. Locally, we're looking at bills that do everything from provide a tax credit for Social Security to support management of public lands to prevent fires and flooding. We know that they will probably also have to start considering how they would vote should the issue of decriminalized marijuana and decriminalized abortion come up.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that. And thank you very much for the update, Jessica. Have a great week.
You as well.